Now in its second season, the TV show Glee has struck a chord with audiences in the United States and elsewhere. The story revolves around the members of a high school student choral group known as New Directions. Every episode features the actors performing popular songs with complex choreography. Here in the United States, many schools have similar vocal groups. One in Chantilly, Virginia, is celebrating its 25th anniversary.
One and two.
You're back in a suitcase for a place none of us has been.
Touch of Class is learning an arrangement of U2's Walk On for an upcoming performance.
Middle part. One, two, ready, sing.
Glenn Cockrell is the group's director.
We do a wide range of music that goes through the whole realm of pop. Popular music being Broadway, jazz, rock, country, a little bit of everything.
The 39 students, whose ages range from 16 to 18, work hard. This isn't just about singing.
Dancing, dancing, dancing. Dancing, dancing, dancing. Just dance.
In addition to classes with Cockrell, they rehearse after school twice a week for 2 hours to learn dance moves. Sarah Pramstaller has been their choreographer for the last 5 years.
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2,
Pramstaller
three,
was
four.
A member of Touch of Class when she was a student here. She says the experience helped prepare her for a career in musical theater.
It's different than performing in musical theater. It's a little different than what happens in New York, but it's a great foundation for singing, dancing, acting, performing in general.
Oh, mama, I'm here for my life from the long arm of the law.
Of course, few of these students will go on to careers in musical theater, and not all of them even aspire to that. 17-year-old Greg Garcia has been with Touch of Class for 3 years.
I did show choir because my friends were doing it, and it was just something cool for us to do.
But 18-year-old Julia Holmblatt is in it for the opportunity.
Being able to perform is something you can't do in any other class, and it's just something I love to do, and I think that everyone shares that love.
It is rare that a month goes by without at least one performance. But this year has been exceptionally busy for the young performers, according to Cockrell.
They're getting opportunities that you don't always get. We're going to get to be at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., at Constitution Hall.
Not only is Touch of Class celebrating its 25th anniversary, last October the group was voted America's Favorite Show Choir in an online competition. Ever since, they've been drawing comparisons to Glee.
I spent all my years believing you. Just can't get no relief, Lord.
Somebody,
can anybody find me
somebody to love?
Choreographer Sarah Pramstaller says there are similarities.
They show footage from the competitions. It's actually very, very much like that.
But Cockrell says the TV show, with its romantic entanglements and characters who sometimes behave deviously, is not a true reflection of high school.
We find that the music is really awesome. It is definitely the kind of stuff that we would do in our program. However, you know, the storyline is not always what we emulate in the classroom setting.
But Glee, he says, has definitely given his students a boost.
It is something that has brought attention to what we do in the classroom as far as the performing arts.
What Glenn Cockrell and his students do, and will continue to do, is bring a Touch of Class to Chantilly High School. Susan Logue, VOA News, Chantilly, Virginia.